Begin the Gemara daf Masech the Shavuos daf Yotes. Begin the Menal. Begin the Tesmata. Begin the Gemara. Mid the boy lemichtav behema b'chayel like the Rabbi. So that truth is, it's not teaching me anything regarding that you have to have specifically a shevetz. It's like Tanbir Bishmal that once you're saying something, you say something over. Is like we find that you had to write the extra word behema as we learned daf Zayin Menal. Says Tesis. Beloy chaya, that truth is, even without saying chaya, name matzil medrashachi, we also would be able to make such a drasha. Ekrani b'chol davatami. El alav davka nakrit chaya. The truth is, you don't have to say chaya. B'chami yinami leinachtav el b'shvot davashnas chadash. But the truth is, even chaya is unnecessary. If it didn't say nivlas chaya, you could have learned out the halacha of helm tumma. That it applies by every one of the Avos HaTumah because it says, Oshiga b'chol dover tummy. So, behema is already superfluous for the drasha of Rabbi. So, even Nivlas Chai doesn't have to be said. Rather, because one thing that's being introduced, so we say all these other unnecessary things also. And, Kedetan b'Rabbi Shmuel. Now, Umashum de Rabbi, Noket Chaya b'Mulzei. But just because Rabbi, when he said Chaya, Noket Namehema b'Chaya, Kedet Rabbi. But the truth is, for what we're saying over here regarding that it says the general terminology of Tamei, I wouldn't even have to say Chai itself. It's just Rebbe used that when he was saying Chai Behema, so we say, but the truth is even Chai is unnecessary. So it says, it's a wonder, because the Beperek Behema Hamakasha, and Chumnaf Ainav Menav Mashma, it sounds like that the Ilav Krod Behema Tameya, Bachlal Chai Tameya, that if not for the fact that, we know behemoth may is including chayit may. Lo habadorish rebbe gzeres shava, mishum deitzrich behemoth may legufa, because you would need to teach behemoth may itself. Vahashta b'lo chayit nami habadoshin gzeres shava de behema. What do you mean? It's not true. So it's based on what we just said. The mechol devatami nafka. So why are you saying that without chayit, you rebbe would not have made this gzeres shava? There's some test we could say is the ila behema b'chol chayit. If we didn't have behemah chal chayla, but there shouldn't exist shavu the behemah tameya. Avig abdachzeh b'chol davatame, we wouldn't have. El havmin, I would have thought to say the also prati lash meinan that the specifics are coming to let us know the beinan the yod that you have to know. Ibesheretz itame, ibe nevele itame. Afil Rebbe Kiva, even the coin Rebbe Kiva, who we're discussing here in the Gemara. Now we'll hash the behemah chal chaya. Now that you see how whether the behemah is including chayav a kilo kasa behemah based palmas like as if he wrote behemah two times. Shema Menelik Rebbe do also obviously is coming to teach us like what Rebbe says that it's extra. Olib Eliezer, according to Eliezer, also Nama Lashmin is also coming to tell us to be in the yod that you need to know like our Gemara said on the previous summit. Ibesheretz ibn Nevela Tamei, Mesheretz in Nevela, what was the Tamei from? Olib Kiva, Kiva Nakoch, Meshom de behemah chal chaya kid perishes. So Mahasha Shema Menelik Kulu, all of them, and you don't have to know with how it became Tami. Connect to Smasta begins the Gemara Prat Mesasik. So according to Rabbi, what do you do with Ba? Because you don't have to know which one it was, unlike a Bekiva. So he says Ba is Prat Mesasik, coming to exclude if you're busily engaged with one thing that then you're not going to be chayv. Now, the parak Safak Achal, the Gemara Kriest of Yotesim and Beis Masik, the Gemara comes out, Masasik Demai. Wait a second. What exactly is going to be the situation that you need to tell me that you're potter because you were distracted and busy really with something else? Because Idach Alav Marai is, if it's regarding forbidden fats and forbidden relationships, actually, Chayiv, you actually would be Chayiv, because you had pleasure, even if you were unintended. Rather, it's regarding Masazik of the Halachas. The Shabbos, Kedesh Shmuel, like the way Shmuel says that the Halach of Shabbos is different. He says that, yeah, Masazik, Bechlob, Marais, you can be Chayim, because you can't end it, but Shabbos, you can be part of it, because only Malachas Mach Shabbos to determine if forbidden. Now, Bekunj is laid dark. Now, so that means Rashi's Pirish was not precise, because the Hiskanam Masazik, the Arais, in his explanation, he also mentions the Ptur of Masasik by Rice, which is not true based on the ground creases. Now, Miyu Tema, however, it's a wonder is as follows. Why didn't he tell us as the Dimaskha Tais of a Prat Masasik, which we explain in creases as the Shabbos? Table Limitama de Shmuel, what do you mean? It should be sufficient for what Shmuel says over there. The Shmuel Gufik Kasha, Shmuel himself is difficult. Di time din, because how do you understand what Shmuel is saying? Di time din and the ikker l'chayiv b'chalav marayis. If the real reason why you're saying that you're chayiv misasik by chalav marayis is because look, you're having pleasure. So then lomalei l'mifter b'shabbos mishum l'mal shabbos. Why does Shmuel have to say Shabbos you mipater? Because it has to be a calculated action, which is not the case when you're misasik and you're busily engaged with something else. Just say because you don't have a no. And if the primary reason is based on if you need to have a calculated action, so why do you have to say that there you have because you had pleasure? Just say because you don't have to have a melachas machshavas, and therefore even if it's not machshavas, you can be chayv. So in there it seems as though it's a trig of the mesasik. Okay, there's two types of mesasik. For example, you intended to cut this thing that's connected, but and you cut something else that's connected. The mifter, the reason why you exempt mitam shlenas machshavte on Shabbos, it's not you didn't do what your intention was. But v'leishayach mifter mishum mesasik, that cannot be considered mesasik because you were intending to do a ma'isa of detaching, just not this one. But more of a mesasik acher. There's another type of mesasik. K'gan neskam alachta chasatolish like biasatolish. We intended to cut something that's not attached. It's detached, or to just pick up what's detached. Lemakadisle, those are two different interpretations that the Gemara Shabbos Davayim Beis brings. But Menimsa comes out, Mechuber, that actually was not detached, it was actually attached. The Nasim Machshavtai, his thought is done, but a Mifter, you can be exempt, from Ba, which is Pratla Masasik, because you were intending to do this, but you thought it was something different. Now, but Tavayir Ari Shemosh, what's going on both of them? Mishmachi come and increases. That's why it says increases el masasik the Shabbos. Only the masasik of Shabbos kedish Shmuel. The Iri Nami Shmuel b'masasik the mifta mishum ba l'Eliezer. He's going also on that type of masasik. El shleich chashish lafarish. He just wasn't concerned to explain. Al tam de malachas mach Shabbos la Ari ba l'Eliezer. That but the reason of malachas mach Shabbos. That Rav Elazar is not talking about, that's the only one that he was concerned about explaining. I mean, to say, of course, it applies by both types. He just, Rav Elazar already said one of them, so which is the Gemara here with Ba. He was just explaining the other element of Balech Mashabbos, but these are two different types of Mesasics. But the Forbidden Fats, you also have two types of Mesasic. You intended to eat this chaylev and you ate a different chaylev. The chayev, you're liable to late time of the nana. You're right, it has nothing to do with the, you don't have to come out to the reason because, oh, you had pleasure. The late shaykhlev miftere, mitam alechem machshavas, there you cannot exempt because of lechem machshavas. Another time is kagan sabashu shaman eroik ubali. He thought it was fat or spittle and he swallowed it. The kayitz by miftere in yishabas, min the siv ba, that you'd be exempt from the halacha of misasik that Rabbi Elazar says over here because it says ba, like the same way we find by Shabbos. We were not intending for this this thing. This thing that you wanted that you thought it was something else. He cannot exclude because he had pleasure, because ultimately he did have pleasure. But time of the nana, mishum malachas machshavas lekaya kulu. That's not going on all of them. We're saying it depends on what the case is. Now, Masha Pitcher, Kuntras Khan, this a Rash explains over here, Misasik, Hainus Kavan Lachtach as Atolish, Vachotas Mchuber. You intended to cut something that's detached, and you cut something that's attached. Vezeo Chayiv, that's Misasik. What are you Chayiv on? This Kavan Lachtach as Vachotach as you intended to cut this, and you cut that. Ukusavashu Tolish, and they thought it was attached, and then Mchuber comes that it was attached. So it says, In the Lafarish, that doesn't seem to be correct to explain. El Nikit Brish Eliza Elavis, like we explained, Taisus disagrees. Taisus is saying that, according to Taisus, when you have in mind to cut that's detached and you cut what's attached, you're going to be potter because of Melech Mach Shabbos, because you didn't cut what you intended to cut. When you come to cut what's detached and it comes that it was attached, you're going to be potter because of Mesasi, because you didn't intend to do what's forbidden. Next test matter begins the words of Gemara. Harei helm tuma biyod b'chayim. So Nachman holds that even though there's a kiva, even though they hold your chayim carbon only on helm tuma, not helm mikdash, but we have halama both. Since you have helm tuma, so you can be chayim carbon. So Tosfos Tam, it's a wonder because the halacha come on perek shlishi here and later on daf chavav merafgal helm shvuah helm chayfetz. where there's also two elements. Forgetting about the oath, forgetting about the object. Parsha of Nachman lechayuver. Nachman says very obviously that you can be chayv. So here and there. Now, the problem is in Perikal Gadol in Gemara Shabbos of Ayin Mabei is going to be Helm Shabbos of Helm Malacha, which also has two elements, Shabbos and the forbidden Malacha, Pasha Lifter. There he says very simply that you're going to be a potter. So it seems to be a contradiction. But Shimon says, you can say it's the Leidami. It's not similar. Because the Hach over here is Svaruhu, the Lechayiv, the logic would actually be that you'd be Chayiv. Kimin Dekanami Helm Tum, because you have Helm Tum, which is the Chiv. Aval Hasim, but the ain't svar lechayv kol achzva achas. Actual logic is not to be chayv in each and every one. The kibun is b'shigis Shabbos v'zod malachas lemechayv alachada. When you forget a Shabbos, even though you know malachas are forbidden, but the whole Shabbos you don't know, you only have one. So hash nami deshag malachas yishkan nami shigis Shabbos. Who cares that you forgot that you didn't know about malachas, but still b'shigis Shabbos. So therefore, there you're going to be potter, but here you're going to be chayv. Kibun is just matzah that we're going to the gemara. I held mikdash biyad upotter. If they told him that it's a mikdash, so that's what he forgot about. So that's what's going to be potter, because they hold that you're not chayav in hal mikdash. Amir ben Tam, so delay miftel mekarben el v'yer. So this patur is only on the halacha of idiyah satuma that is the karben el v'yer. Avachatz is kavu chayav, but regular karben chatz is going to be chayav because they're going to be ma'medazara. The halacha is, as the Gemara tells in Shabbat of Samach Tesser and Alf, we learn from the halacha of v'edazara that the chol shachiyah mazdein the karis. Whatever if you do deliberately, get karas. Chayim mashakas sechatas. You chayiv wouldn't do it by mistake chatas. And here, if you did it by mezid, you'd be chayiv karas. But in this, the Gemara says on daf beis menal from the beginning of mesachta. Tashim b'yidi b'tchila. That if you didn't know about it in the beginning, shasar hachitzen mechaper, that the outer sar on the mezbech hachitzen atones. I'm a loy mekmin lebechatas kavu. Obviously, that wait a second. That's not something that you chayev a regular chatas for. Because the other bechatas kavua, if it would be chayez a chatas, la bechitz mechaper, because it doesn't atone amidit by carbon, but something that's chayev a carbon, as the Gemara says on the Aftaz. So it says, yeah, hasan vadi mifta legamri. There you're right. A person would be totally exempt over there. Shalei chomer einba beyeshba, because we don't want to have the case when you didn't know in the beginning, but you knew at the end, to be more stringent meyeshba beyeshba, for when you did know in the beginning and you didn't know at the end. But that's only specifically for that case of Imba Vyeshpa. Now Mi Kashya Delishna. But the wording is difficult because the Kamahacha, the Gemara says we had the potter. Mashman the potter legamer sounds like you're totally exempt according to Bain Tam Yichai Bachatas. Void Morbid Kaman Praikshlisha later on the Khavdama Bez Kabyesh Oichalachila Achas, Dachik Leshkuchi Chatz Kavua, the Gemara there is very pressed to find a regular chatas Batamish Achal Sakaidish for someone that's tummy that eats kachim. And the Gemara goes to the extent that Muki Labanasi, Kerba Lazar. So it says, one minute, but look, Mabahalam Kaidish. Why don't you say it's like these opinions and Mabahalam Kaidish, where then you have a chatas? So I can't hear rather, so it says, it appears the Pot Lagamri, no, you're right, you're totally exempt, not like Rabbeinu Tam, Shem Dabadavashai Bachalal. This is one of the Yigal Mimin Shatur and Jeshben, there was something in the category. The Yotz Lidim Labachadish went out to be introduced to something novel, which is carbon al-viyarit, yamin al-kaman, like we said in Perek Shlesh, of chafim al-beiz, gabi shavu sa'edis. And therefore, you cannot just go back to the cloud until you have some explicit source to say that, which it doesn't. Now, it says, Mazda begins the Gemara, Amr of Ashi. It says, Chazina, we see. Imi tamik ha-pachash v'chul, it says, okay, let's see, what was the reason, what got him to separate? That's going to tell us which one it was. It says, Taisha's tame, it's a wonder, because Mano Yadina, still, how do you know? If they said, look, you're Tamei, and he separated. How do you know maybe they would have said the word Mikdash, he also would have separated? Because let's say he knows both. And let's say, okay, they originally told him it's a Mikdash, but they didn't separate. And then they tell him Tamei. Yeah, but Dilma Ihab Amalei Nami Tamei Ato Leva Parish. Maybe if the first thing they would have told him Tamei was also, he wouldn't have separated. Alhash Tamei Tavayu Parish, because now he knows both variables, now he's separating. So how do you ever know what was the real reason? So since it's a veneer, it actually appears Rav Ashi lebo lifshad abayi. Right, he's not really coming to answer the question. And lebo lefarish, he's just coming to explain shabu amim yishlavara is the shechuchim and the yisa, which one is more the forgotten one? Kagoy din the shaylel. For example, let's say you ask him, imach mes tuma have a midker a mikdash. Imach mes tuma have a midker a mikdash. Umach mes mikdash love a midker tuma. They ask him if you would have known tuma, would you have made the mikdash? And because of mikdash, He would not have recalled regarding Tumah. Can have a held in Tumah. So then obviously it's that he forgot about the Tumah. And then Lehapach, And if it's the other way, have a Hel Mikdash biyadei. The Mishneim Shechuchim Mishavel. And you're right, if both of them were equally forgotten, may him then Bahabadim Bailan, that's for sure the question, and that is not answering. Regarding Shabbos in Sakh Shabbos of Ayin Mabez, Yeshvam Shukas Ben Milzdir of Ashi, there are certain texts in the teaching of Ashi that says, Ima Shabbos Kaparish, if he's separating because of Shabbos, Helm Shabbos Biyadi. He obviously forgot about Shabbos. Vikimoidilea Shabbos, now if you let him know regarding Shabbos, Akati Tzachla Dua Malachis, they still let him know regarding Malachis, then Helm Malacha Biyadi, obviously it was because he forgot about the Malachis. So it's of Engir Zun Nechayna. It's not a proper gear. So the Akati Tzachla Farish, you still have to explain. Vikimoidilea Malacha, when they let him know regarding Malacha, they talk about the Shabbos. They would have to say, but and then they wouldn't have to tell him regarding Shabbos. Lefi Mashmarash regarding what we just explained. Ela Giras Inan, rather the Giras is Imish Shabbos Kaparsh, Imish Malacha Kaparsh, and then it would mean either one. Boiner Lefash Benacha, or you could say it differently. Imishum Tom Kaparsh. To explain the original question of Taisis, if he separated because of Tumah, is Afilim Medur Tumah Bachrein? Even if you're right, they first told him about Mikdash, and then they told him about Tumah at the end. The Avagav Dilo Dio Betchila, that you're right, even though if they would have told him that in the beginning, Lava Parish, he wouldn't have separated, still Charev Chashav Parish Machmas Tumah, they're still considered separating because of Tumah. Because keeping the carbon, I did Basraisa Kosai, the mice of the carbon comes at the end when you end up knowing, which is the last variable. The Yamale Mikdashu Uparish, and if they tell him it's a Mikdash and he separates, you did Basraisa the Mikdashu, and then Upat, and then we exempt. So you're right, it just depends on the last one, Kinyaz El-Lefarish. And that's the way some you could explain, Hidl Kamad Gemar Leran Chavav Manal, Gabehel Meshbuah, Behel Mechepet, Vahid Shabbos, same thing in the Pasuk and Shabbos. Whatever's the last one is the last one, that's the main one. Next says, Master begins Gemar, Halach Barishim and Nechnas Bechulu. He goes into the first one, and he enters, and then he tables, and he goes into the second one, which says to Isis, Iber Shosa Yochad Ayri, if it was actually Shemar Rishosa Yochad, Bechad Nami Chayev, then you don't even have to go into two paths. Even just one, you'd be chav. The savik tumah shosay yachid. When you have a doubtful tumah regarding shosay yachid, which is the case over here, sveikar tumah automatically consider it as tumah. Aval halcha ayir b'shosay ram. Rather, here with tumah shosay ram, the mekmin lebeches kistara. Here means with beches kistara. It's only when you go in both, that's when we're saying that possibly you'd be chayv.